Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. The DAG. LA. West Coast. All day. Tired of the bullshit. The bitches. The haters. All of them, you know what I mean? All y'all motherfuckers. Keep it pushing. Let's keep it going. Yeah. Hey. On to the next one. Hey baby, how you doing? Let me holla at you real quick. Hope you a real chick, tired of the dumb bitch talking crazy shit, playing games with a real G. Niggas just hate y'all, bitches try to kill me. Been in love twice, it won't happen again. I already know the end, I don't wanna begin. Tell the truth from the jump, yeah, I pop pills, smoke blunt. My car don't stunt, I use DVD to buy lunch. I don't like to spend it, rather watch it stack up. If I'm in a fight, I'm by myself, no. I like to act up, cause I'm a crazy individual. Don't copy anybody, cause I'd rather be original. Labeled as a criminal, still no felonies. I wanna be good, but the world's not letting me. Fuck that, I'm unplugged. Nothing like these other niggas up in the club. He wanna buy you a drink, I wanna know what you think. I want the number to your house, he wants your Facebook link. Spending all his money cause the nigga wanna buy you. I wanna figure out if you the one I shouldn't lie to. But are you like the Reds walking with your hand out? Titties and your ass out, always wanna stand out. If so, gotta go, hater, no, never. I can get you wet, but his money get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better. I gotta get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do the things you have, now that ain't that good. He get you wet, I get you wet. I do it better, better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right? Come on, he get you wet, I get you wet. You do it good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have done, I think that, yeah. He get you wet, I get you wet. You do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
Hey baby, how you doing? Let me nibble on your next flow. Bite you like a vampire, I may never let go. Look good, smell good, taste good, act right. No kids and a job, I think I found my new life. In my life of darkness, will you be my sunshine? Girl, it's crunch time, why you waiting for the punchline? I done played enough games and I felt enough pain. Made a life change to maintain my new campaign. Feeling like Obama cause the world thinks I'm failing. Looking for Michelle, keep finding Sarah Palin. Young, dumb, lazy, wanna have my baby. Bitch, you crazy cause you ain't this lady. If you want that kind of life, then you gotta step your game up. I'm sexy when I wake up without any makeup. Cook every other day, party every other week. My woman in the street, but you my hoe up in the bed. See, there when I sleep, cause you don't wanna leave me lonely. Good, bad, happy, sad, I'm your one and only. Tell them other niggas that the dagger got you locked down. If you wanna walk away, then walk away right now. No need to waste time, you in or you out. Cause we don't need to be together while you figure it out. Girl, you got a good life, I wanna make it better. Lust will get you wet, true love get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have, now that ain't that good. He get you wet, I get you wet. You do it good, I do it better. They gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right? He get you wet, I get you wet. You do it good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have that it ain't that good. He get you wet, I get you wet. You do it good, I do it better. They gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
Hey baby, how you doing now? I got you in the bedroom, looking so good, eyes like a cartoon. Mouth dropping so hot, it burns when I get close. Fuck it, I'ma burn, cause I want you the most. You got a nigga drooling with your pink and black lingerie. High heels, thong on, booty so jiggly. Titties sitting upright, sookie smooth. Dagger don't beg, but
please put it on.
Waiting long enough, so now it's time for some action. I got you all night, I guarantee satisfaction. Look at your reaction, don't run from it. Got you sounding like, while I grab your stomach. Do you like it or love it, or do you want me to stop? I try to slow down, and she screamed out. She want me cause of me, not the status of a chest. Tell me, are you wet?
Yes.
Let me get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have, now that ain't that good. He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right? He get you wet, I get you wet.
Years old and she ain't married.
then she must be nutty as squirrel.
But everything else was so right. And by everything else, I mean her looks. She was fine.
She couldn't look that good. She was black. But I guess if you put lipstick and a wig on a monkey, it could look good, too.
Monkey and lipstick and a wig.
I found him. He's in a park with another man.
Oh, see? What did I tell you? See, that's exactly why I don't have a man. Because all these niggas is gay.
No, they're just playing checkers.
Ooh, what girl? How his friend look?
Black women just crazy. It's all that stuff they do to they have. Straighteners and relaxers and activators and tight braids.
Still look like I ate with a pretty head of hair.
I don't think his friend likes the sisters too much.
Oh, isn't that a surprise? That's exactly why I don't have a man now.
Well, I was really hoping it would work out with this one.
Me too, baby.
Well, at least I got that crazy bitch out of my house.
What happened, girl? What did he say?
He told his friend I'm crazy. He said Luna was crazy.
You know what you should do? Kidnap and torture his ass. How about that? He's going around calling people crazy, or we going to show that nigga just who crazy.
Hint when you hear that tag, it's the kid with the pompous swag, it's two stars in that rag when I show that flag, it's Panama, baby. Big shout to my Wopa queen, Queen V, at Bang Out Radio, I see you, lady.
You're tuned in to West Coast Wednesday, Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio, with the Dagger and Queen V, slowing it down a little for the ladies, talking about adult matters and topics so we can see how freaky some of y'all really are. So put the kids to bed, pour a drink, roll up, and bang out with us from 9 p.m. to 11, every hump night.
That's right, y'all. What's cracking? The Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. If you're tuned in right now, you are officially listening to West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights with Dagger and Queen Z. Queen, how you feeling?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm getting there. I'm high, drinking. I'm feeling good. I can't complain tonight. Sorry, y'all. Like I said, we missed the first show. But I mean, I was preoccupied, and I'm just gonna admit that. So I'm sorry, but I was handling some things, and I couldn't get away. So I'm sorry. But the first show of the new year here on West Coast Wednesday is coming tonight, so it's gonna be a good one. So let's get into. Here's what we got to do. Shout out to the boss lady. So wait. Queen, are you driving? Or are you hang gliding or something? Sounds like, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like you're standing on the end of the ship on Titanic. You know when he was like, get out there and close your eyes? That's what it sounds like. Is that what you're doing?
No, I'm actually, hold on, it might be my headphones.
Okay. I'm
sorry, y'all.
No, that's okay. I just knew I heard it somewhere, so okay. Shout out to the boss lady, Topaz the Shea, because again, without her, there is no Bang Out Radio. So again, thank you for creating things, allowing us to keep things moving and keep things pushing for not only myself, my co-hosts, but definitely these independent artists as well. And definitely independent artists, keep doing what y'all doing. Keep sending in your music. dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, all right? Or you can send it to my co-hosts, Queen. Where can they send it to?
You can send it to queenvvee1991@gmail.com. Again, that is queenvvee1991@gmail.com.
Like I said, we got five shows over here on Bang Out Radio now. Y'all, four of them playing music. We will find a place for it in rotation, all right? Don't get it twisted. And, of course, last but not least, again, if anybody takes the time out of their day to spread word about the show and talk about the show, again, to support me, support my co-host, support these artists, yes, if you fucking with Bang Out Radio, we fucking with the show, all right? That's all we're trying to do, have a voice for independent artists, a voice for reality, because you never know who's listening. You never know what you may hear. You never know what may happen. But no matter what, it's going to be real, and we ain't going to bullshit nobody, all right? So that's where we're at. I got some new music that just got in tonight, and I'm in this type of mood tonight. So, I mean, I'm feeling good tonight, so it is Hump Nights. We're going to do Hump Nights officially tonight. Like I said, we're going to get y'all. I hope y'all got somebody to lay up with or do something with tonight off of this shit. Like I said, I got some shit for y'all starting off right this. Brand new, Low Digs, Bedroom Ology. West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights. Dagger Queen, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559, as always. Chilling the queue. Press 1 to holler at us. Be right back.
Okay, settle down, ladies. I want to welcome you all to Bedroomology 101. And what we'll be going over this year is Position 70, and I'll be teaching it personally. Come take a seat right here in the front. There are plenty of them. Listen up. Can I have your attention, please?
turn up is over, time to put all the kids to sleep. Night class is in, so let me take attendance. And if you hear your name called, please raise your hands. Maisha, Malia, and Sandra. Lakeisha, Nisha, and Wanda. Cecile, Mia, and Lisa. Raquel, Kia, and Sabrisha. Tiffany, Kenya, and Tanya. Jessica, Erica, Amaya. Ebony, Shanine, Diamond. Yasmin, Becky, Sharice, and Cheyenne. Is there anyone whose name that I didn't call? Whisper it in my ear, then line up against the wall. Jennifer, Melanie, put your phones away. Lena and Yvette, all present. I'm your instructor, Dr. Lodix. Please don't hesitate to ask questions. There's no parental discretion. So let's begin our first lesson.
Ethnology, hands on philosophy. Me on top of you, you on top of me. Ethnology, come and earn your PhD. By the time I'm done with you, I'm gonna have you loving me. Ethnology, hands on philosophy. Me on top of you, you on top of me. Ethnology, come and earn your PhD.
It's not psychology, biology, not chemistry, baby. But it combines all three, ladies. It's the motion of the ocean, not the size of the bowl, when you let that thing float, yeah. And if you wanna make that cream come, it's the position of the candle on the cake before that birthday song. Sipping red wine through a red vine. Silk sheets, rose petals like valentine. Crossless fishnets, it's bedtime.
Bedroomology, hands on philosophy. Me on top of you, you on top of me. Bedroomology, come and earn your PhD. By the time I'm done with you, I'm gonna have you loving me. Bedroomology, hands on philosophy.
Ladies, just take a piece of pumpkin pie, set it in between your thighs, sit up on the counter high, or just show up at his front door, heels and a raincoat, let that jacket hit the ground. Or maybe fresh about the shower, girl, put your man's shirt on, nothing up under it. Or push him down when he walks through the door, and tell him that you want some. Oh, bedroomology, hands-on philosophy. Use your hands, bedroomology. Come and earn your PhD. If you can, oh, bedroomology. I'm teaching A through Z. Ooh, bedroomology. Position 70.
Next up, Natalia Demini, featuring Nicki Minaj. Hot Fire. Yeah, independent artists working with real label motherfuckers too. Like I said, step your game up. Let's see what it's about. Let's get it.
I'm the Barbie.
Natalia Demini. Club on the dance floor, making all the boys wanna give me more. Talking like a sugar, tonight I'm gonna make him all the lover. I want you to embrace my fire. feeling some kind of way. Girl on fire, hook me down, fireman, put me out. We in the club on the dance floor, Benz and make me dance, tell the DJ play some more. They look me like a stripper, Benz don't make me dance, I told her before.
I want you to embrace my fire tonight. Yeah. Don't be there to try.
Should I get the choo-choo truck? Crazy, I get Google Buck. Google Buck, I'm Google Buck. I'm Google Buck, Google Buck. Got money in my Louis up. And I got a Nancy flow. Bitch, I spit that gooey stuff. It's going T-O-W-N. I am the bloody witch, fucking Ken, Ken, Ken. I be on 147 in the rock. That's my block. New York City to the top, to be top. Bust a shot, I said I be on 147 in the rock. That's my block. New York City to the top.
Try to put on the side.
Token, That was called a pornographic film. It shows adult men and adult women having sexual intercourse. Well, you see, when a man and a woman fall in love, the man puts his penis in the woman's vagina. It's called lovemaking, and it's part of being in love.
Five midgets spanking a man covered with Thousand Island dressing. Is that making love?
What kind of porno was that?
It was Backdoor Sluts 9.
Oh, it's not that one.
Oh, Gerald, poor guy must be just as confused and scared as this poor kid.
But Token, this is very important. Do you know where the boys went with the naughty tape?
West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Night, on Bango Radio,
with the dagger
and Queen
Z.
This be a girl,
me is so real,
and you know I'm
feeling freaky.
So I'ma let Dagger play,
yeah, Dagger
song
play that song.
And we gon' get freaky.
We gon' get freaky tonight, baby.
Ooh,
yeah.
What's cracking, y'all? We back. West Coast Wednesdays, have nice. Dagger, Queen. Queen, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm trying to hang in there, broadcasting from the danger zone right now. Like,
uh-oh.
Anyway, man, but it's cool. Like I said, whatever happens.
I hear you've been going.
That's what I'm saying. It is a new year. And that's the first year of the new year. My new year's been thus far. Let's see. Where's my new year taking me so far? New job. I haven't officially started yet, but I have the job. It's just I would have got my uniform today, but they didn't have my size because, you know, I guess they're not used to, like, 6-7 niggas coming through there and shit like that. So they didn't have my size. So once they get some uniforms, so I'm waiting on another call again. Once they got my uniform, I come get your uniform, then I'm going to get my schedule at that point. So right now it's like I got a job, but I got a vacation already. New car, it's a bucket, but it's okay. It's getting me where I got to go. Oh, and those of y'all that got power steering, appreciate that shit. Y'all know nothing about these cars that don't got no power steering. Like, that shit is not the business. And I don't have a horn. No horn. But it does do pretty good on
your workout on turning your car.
Yeah, exactly. But I got but it does do pretty good on gas. Like, if I could put $5 in there and get pretty, you know, I can get pretty far on $5. Not too far, but because my highest speed is, the highest speed on the damn car is 85. So, I mean, and then I still can't push that old-ass car like that. So then I only get around, like, 45, 50, you know, 60 if I really push it. But, you know, that's just coasting. So I'm just cruising now. Like, I ain't got no choice but to cruise. And I mean, what else? Anything else new? Like I said, just new attitude. Like I said, my new Year's resolution was I'm holding people responsible for their actions. You know, for the things that they say, for the things that they do. I'm not letting shit slide. I'm just, and if that makes me an asshole, this, that, or whatever, why are you acting like that? Why are you like, because you fucking up. Like, that ain't
right.
My fault. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that ain't my fault that you fucking up. And I'm just, because I've always said it. In my life, I've always let a lot of shit slide. I've always been a nigga that just like, you know what, suck it up, keep pushing more forward, you know, don't say anything. But it's just a new... Like I said, I'm not letting it go. It's one of those things where it's like, okay, if you fucked up and you know you fucked up and you still fucking with me, and if I say something about you fucking up, don't get mad at me about saying something about you fucking up because you fucked up. You know what I mean? You see what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It's not my fault that you fucked up. And then at the same time, if you fucked up or how you fucked up, you feel that, you know, that's enough of a fuck-up where you don't want to fuck with me or you don't feel that I shouldn't say anything, and then don't fuck with me because I'm going to say something. You know what I mean? I'm on that type of shit. Like,
that's right.
I can't let shit slide. Because,
okay.
I mean, up to this point, I know, and I'm only like that because nobody lets shit slide for me. Everybody, I've always been held accountable for everything I've done, every action I've taken. Even when I try to lie or when I was on my lying shit and I tried to manipulate and do all kind of shit or whatever, eventually it always came around to me being responsible for whatever I had done. You know, so now, especially when I'm at the point now where I am especially doing as I say, I'm trying to walk this right path. I'm definitely not fucking with people that ain't fucking with me on that bullshit, not trying to screw people over. I'm really trying to walk this right path here, you know, and all these and all this shit keeps happening trying to bum me off. But as long as I'm trying to do this, so if I'm trying to do this and I'm doing the right thing, then I'm not going to tolerate no bullshit around me. You know what I mean? And I don't give a fuck if you feel whatever way about that. That's where I'm at. Because I can say that because I'm doing cool and I'm doing right. I'm not fucking you over. Don't fuck me over. I don't think it gets any simpler than that. So that's my resolution is, like I said, to hold people motherfucking responsible for the things that they say, the actions that they do, the things that they, you know what I mean? And don't, and that bullshit, the extras, the drama, I'm done. Done. For what? So if it doesn't make you money or it doesn't make you happy, don't fuck with it. Simple. You don't get no simpler than that. But what about you, Queen? You got any New Year's resolutions? How's your New Year's
going? My New Year's, I don't have any resolutions, really. You know, I'm just trying to better myself as a person, you know, slowly but surely, trying to get that all together. But actually, this first little week of the year has been really popping for me. I've been going out. I've been drinking. I've been drinking a lot, but I mean, not even just that, but I mean, I've just been having a lot more fun. I've been one of those people who's always been in the house type things. So like, you know, I really don't go places. I don't really do too much, but this last like little week I've been out. I've been chilling. I've been having fun. That's something else I want to get into. I met a stripper at the strip club. And, you know, strippers, I've always loved strippers. The strippers love me too, you know. But it's been that way since I've been.
You're in love with a stripper?
Kinda. I really am. But yeah, I went to the strip club on Monday with the homegirl and, you know, some of the other homies. And, you know, the stripper, you know, she had nothing. I'm in the strip club like, it was so dead. It was nobody in there. But, you know, I sit down. First thing the stripper speaks to me. When I sit down, she reaches over. She over there talking, trying to make her money. But she just turns around, looks at me. Hi, how you doing? Hi. How you doing? I'm good. That's good. She go on stage. I didn't even realize she was a stripper until she stood up and she had no clothes on. I was like, okay. All right. She go on stage. I mean, this stripper ain't got nothing. No booty. No titties, no nothing. I was just like, oh, she can't do nothing. She got up on this pole and worked the fuck out this pole. And it made me want to just be like, okay, now if you ain't got nothing and you out here making your bread, I need you to teach me how to do this. So if I just decide one night I want to do an amateur night or something, I could just dance on this pole real quick. But she had me inspired to do some crazy shit. But yeah. I've been chilling. This year has been really good for me so far. Been having a little fun. So yeah.
That's good, man. My bad. I pressed the wrong button. But yeah, it's just. But at the same time, like, I'm still seeing, you know, all these people talking about, you know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Just the, I'm gonna be on this type of shit. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna. You know, and still already on the same shit. You know what I mean? We're only 8 days into the new year, a week officially. We've done a full line of shows here on Bang Out Radio. And a lot of shit seems like, or let me even take it a second. Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play a little music. I'm going to get my thoughts together. Because what I want to do is I want to point out some key factors. Because I don't want people coming into the new year on bullshit. So I'm going to point out some things that you should not be doing. It's just, you know, hump nights. You know, I'm going to talk to the ladies, trying to get in the fellas' heads real quick. You know what I mean? Let's stop the bullshit. There's a whole lot of things out there going on right now. So, like I said, I want to get a few thoughts together and everything, make sure because, you know, once I get going, we're going to be on a little ride real quick. So, and as y'all see, I'm messing with the ladies tonight because, ladies, I fucks with y'all. You know, I love y'all, but y'all be doing the dumbest fucking shit sometimes, man. I swear to God. But tonight, like I said, it's a new year. We're going to start it off with the ladies. I'm running with the ladies tonight. As long as I got ladies music right now, that's what we're listening to tonight. Y'all do y'all shit, all right? As long as you're on point with your thing, whew, nothing's better than that. right, be right back. West Coast Wednesday, some nights. Dagger, Queen V, Bang Out Radio.
Thank you. care what you do. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you know about me. I don't care what you do. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you know. I will be on my way. You don't pay my bills. You don't know my story. You think that you know, then you got something coming. I don't have to worry.
Come on, elephant, keep drinking. Damn, I wonder how drunk he needs to be to make sweet love to the pig. Damn it! This is never gonna work.
Hello, children. I thought I'd check and see how our little entrepreneurial venture is going.
Rotten. They're both really drunk, but they won't have sex.
Oh, children, we just can't stick a drunk pig with a drunk elephant and expect them to do the mattress mumbo. You need to set the mood. Let me show you boys what I'm talking about. Tonight is right for love. You know I want to touch you while the lights don't come. Tonight is right for love. Love gravy. Expressing love so sweet. You're burning like a dog in heat. Tonight is right for love, love, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Elton John. Children, gather around and watch the wonders of life, the beauty of Mother Nature. Now I know how all those white women must have felt.
What's going on, y'all? SKE Records in the building, holding it down, and right now, I'm kicking it with my homies, The Dagger and Queen V, on West Coast Wednesday Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, for sure. Well, we back. Now, I done gathered my thoughts, but like I said, let me start off by saying again, like I said, I love the ladies. This is not anything new, and it's a woman's world. I'll always say that women have the power. I have no problem saying that because bottom line is that's when it comes down to it. I've seen it. The fact that it happens that way, but again, it's what they do with it. Or who they give that power up to. It's the choices that they choose to make. And it's just crazy because it just bothers me because it doesn't have to be that way. Because, again, for ladies, it's the world is easy for y'all in a sense. I mean, if you get yourself an education, you know, well, let me backtrack. And, again, Queen, don't let me just keep rambling off. And, again, you know, feel free to jump in at any time, this, here, there, or whatever. But, again, this ladies first, so I want to make sure I get this point across. Again, just for the new year. And, again, and also feel free to say, you know, fuck my opinion, fuck what I think and everything like that. Again, you're entitled to that. But, again, I'm going to say this is how I feel. Now, again, the world is paying for women right now. It just depends on which route you want to go.
I need you to elaborate on that.
But again, the world, I feel the world is easier for women than it is for men. But it just depends on which route you choose to go. Now, again, I'm not saying, because you know, all these times women fight for equal rights, you know, I can hold a job, I don't need no nigga to do shit, you know, that or whatever. But again, it just depends on which route you want to take. And here are the different routes you can take. You know, there you go to school, you get educated, stay in college, learn, you know, stay focused on that type of shit, you know, and get a career in something, you know, go to work, you know, do that route. And it's funny, though, because there are some bad bitches that got, like, some real jobs. And I can say that because since I've been having to hang around these offices and everything lately for my job, trying to get in there and everything situated, there are some bad bitches walking around in their little office gear with their heels and shit like, damn, you know, the ones you want to catch at happy hour and shit. Like, it made me think, this is part of the thing that I have not seen in a while, again, because, you know, the bitches I come across is the ones that we're chilling, relaxing, doing whatever, just whatever, or if I'm in the club or whatever, then it's them. But, you know, these type of girls over here is a whole different – it's different. So you can go that route. You can go the executive route. You can do that. And like I said, make that money and you can do it that way. Or you realize, like I said, you look good. Now, again, there are like two different variant routes you can do here. You know, you can do the modeling thing and everything like that, or you can do the whole thing. What I'm saying is no matter what you choose to do as a female, you should be able to do it. No matter what it is, because again, I'm not here to judge. I'm not a judge. I don't judge people. And the way women can be dedicated to certain things, like I said, I've seen women overcome all kind of shit. I'm not saying that it is going to be easy. I'm saying it's easier, because again, as far as black men go and black niggas and bigger, like, they expect us to already fail. Just like they expect women to just pop out kids and everything like that. I mean, this is just how I see it. This is how I view it. But if you
I feel what you're saying, but only to a certain extent. I don't feel like it's easier for women to get certain things. I feel like we have to work just as hard and sometimes harder to get the things that we need. And it's not only just because of just the circumstances against us. It's like mothers and, you know, the people out here really trying to provide a situation for, you know, their family and shit like that, because they're the only ones bringing the money in.
Well, I understand what you're saying, and that's just, not to cut you off, but what I'm not saying, but again, I'm not, there's no sympathy here. I'm not speaking from a sympathetic matter as well, because again, if you had a kid when you was 15, 16 or whatever or something like that, you know, that's on you. You know what I mean? There's no excuses here. Or you have one 18, 19, but you got 2, 3 or whatever. You know, it's not an excuse to me. Like I said, not a new year. It's not another. So, again, what I would respect, again, is that, okay, you're doing that, and on top of that, you're still doing what you have to do. Because, no, you didn't have to do what you did. You know, you get what I'm trying to say? This is what I mean by,
yeah.
Like, I'm holding people responsible for what they did.
Right.
Because I know people that aren't in that situation, you know, because
right.
They chose to stay in school. They chose to protect themselves. They chose, you know, they chose the route that they chose to take. So if you chose to take that route, now there are those women that take that route, okay, it happens once. Okay, they have one kid that they didn't expect, but they're dealing with it, everything like that. They love it. You know, I mean, I'm not a parent, so maybe it sounds fucked up how I'm talking about it, but okay, you have your kid, but then you just have one. So you're still able to do this, that, and balance and everything. Then you have the people that have 2 or 3, and then now they can't, or this, that, or they're not able to, you know, but that's not my fault. That's on you. So, again, it comes down to the route you take, but no matter what route you take, again, you make the decision to make your route harder or not. You know, it's so cool because, like I said, ladies, they say ladies are smarter than men. That's what they say. Not from what I be seeing. I don't know. Like I said, because I've seen
seen a lot of dumb motherfuckers lately in this new year.
I've been seeing a lot of dumb niggas. And even the smartest, females be doing the dumbest shit. And that's the crazy part. Because, again, it's not, as for me, maybe this is what I have to come to learn. And which is why it's harder because I don't expect it from women. It's shit like, come on now, like, come on. It's almost like you get like a child. Like, come on, you're a girl. Don't do that. Like, as far as intelligence goes. Because, like I said, I deal with intelligent women, and I know the difference between an intelligent woman and a dumbass female or a dumbass bitch. Or I can see the comparison, because like I said, I've dealt with both. I've been encountered both. I'll be around both, so I can see the difference. I see women from all the paths of life that they have chosen to take it. From women who have no kids to women who have a whole tribe. 2, 3 baby daddies. Like, it's just crazy. This is what I mean, how wide range it can be. But it doesn't have to be like that. And then again, from the stories you hear when these people tell me these things or the situations that I see and everything, it's just there's a lot of things that I feel could have been avoided. I don't want people to be in the new year dealing with shit because they just feel that they have to because they didn't have a choice. You always have a choice. Me, right. Still, 31, black man, male, been to jail one time for some shit that I didn't do, have done crimes, not going to speak about them because I'm not stupid or doing shit on Instagram and everything. Anything I get away with it, I done got away with it. Ha, 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 ha. And we're going to leave it at that. You know what I mean? No kids, because I chose not to. So, again, and I'm a male, so I know if you're a female, like I said, if there's certain things that you want to do or don't want to do, just don't do it. I'm trying to break, you know what they say, like in math, when you break things down to the simplest common denominator and shit, I'm just trying to break this shit down as simple as possible. Because it has to stop somewhere. Somewhere it has it. I'm talking to, like I said, the ladies first tonight. I'm talking to the ladies first, and I'm rolling with the ladies tonight. Y'all mother, we need to get your head together. Like I said, I see where the world's going. I see what's happening. I see what's going on. Like I said, it's all about the niggas' booties and this, that, or whatever. And you don't need an education. You just got to look good. You got to know how to twerk. And even the newest dumb shit that I can't fucking stand, the titty twerk. Y'all seen these features? Bitches, so if you don't got no ass, it's okay, bitch. And you got some titties, poppy titties, and we just going to get you some titty twerking just so you can get some airtime and shit. Get the fuck out of here.
But I've never heard of that. What the fuck?
You ain't seen the titty twerk? You ain't seen titty twerk?
No, I haven't seen titty twerking. No. This is horrible. This is what our world is coming to. This is so sad.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So I can't even speak on shit like this because this is what's hot in the streets right now. These are women that are posting up pictures naked with their kids in the background. You can't even take 2 seconds to make sure your kid ain't in the picture while you act at ratchet on the picture. You know, just dumb as shit, and it's okay. So, like I said, man, and I want to stop it. Stop, man. I'm like. But I get, there's too much money in it. You know, there's too much this, there's too much that, there's too much, bitches want too much attention because they can't get it anywhere else. You know, everybody's trying to get all the likes and everybody's trying to get, you know, all the favorites and all kind of shit for whatever fucking reason. I don't know. I don't know why y'all would want all that. I don't know what it does.
It's the fame aspect of it. I think that's what it is mostly.
But you're not.
And I think that's why girls do stuff like that. Like, even dudes. Like, I mean, this is the fame aspect of it, is that I can get
famous
on the internet.
You're what?
Yeah.
Your Instagram famous? Fuck your Instagram.
Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean? So, no, you're not. It doesn't make sense to me.
That's what,
I hear what you're saying.
That's what our world is coming to. This is the crap that we have to deal with. This is the stuff that
no,
happens.
No, I don't.
Yes, people are famous.
No, you don't.
People are
don't
famous on Twitter and Instagram.
Wait. You don't have to deal with it.
Yes.
We're stopping it. No, you don't. Fuck that. Like I said, it's okay. You got a Twitter. Like I said, I understand that. It's cool because I will never.
Queen, let's get this game straight.
Yeah,
Queen is not trying to be Twitter, Instagram famous. Like, no. No, that's not what my life – that is not going to get me nowhere in my personal life. Anything outside of – my internet has nothing to do with what's going on in my personal life. So, like, that doesn't help me. Me being famous on Twitter is not gonna help me in any type of way.
I'm just fucking with you. It's just
you know, I notice stuff like that, and that's the world that we're coming to, and that's another thing that I've been saying this year too. Like, it's ridiculous. A lot of things that I've been hearing, a lot of things that I've been seeing in this past week, I've been almost shocked. Like, I heard some crazy shit today. Like, are you on the pill or something? Because if not, I've been just nuttoning you. Wait a minute. Like, wait, this is a conversation that wasn't had before you started busting up some motherfuckers. And now what happens if I turn up and happen to be pregnant? Like, what the fuck? Like, this is the crazy shit that I hear, that I've been hearing this past week. Like, are you crazy? Like, no, what the fuck? Like, this is the shit that I see on a regular basis and I hear on a regular basis, and I'm just like, really?
And the thirst is real across the board. I mean, shit like that, and even back on the Instagram shit, when you sit up here Because like I said, I kind of got on Instagram kind of early when it first started before I got all hot and everything. So I see where it started at, and again, I see where it's at now. And it's funny how people aren't even really posting up shit of themselves anymore. They're so worried about getting likes and fans and everything on their shit and followers that they post up other people's pages and other people's pictures and shit from their shit talking about, you know, like cross likes, get likes here to do this and this, that. Mm-hmm. Is all this really like, what the fuck? You ain't even worried about yourself no more. It's not even about you anymore. It's not, you know, it's about just how many people press that follow button.
Mm-hmm.
And they act like they're getting a check. Is y'all getting a check? Is anybody getting paid off of this shit? Am I missing something?
Yes, yes, yes. That is something that is true. If you get X amount of people to follow you or like your Twitter or whatever, your Instagram, all of that shit, you do get paid for it. I learned about that a while ago in school. I guess like it started off with like teenagers, like going to going to stores and stuff. They were going to stores and they were buying up the stuff in the stores, and then they would get on YouTube. This all started from YouTube. Like they would get on YouTube and like and show off all the stuff that they bought. And then like if you got so many people to subscribe to you or so many views, like the stores would start like sending them money and like, oh, here, we'll sponsor you. You can come and shop for us for free. Come stop at our stores for free. Just get online and tell all your friends and tell all the homies to come through buy up the stuff that you're buying. Like, yeah, this is real. People really get money for stuff like that. Like, if you get enough.
I'm in the wrong business. See, I should have gotten the porn when I had the chance, because all these bitches are still doing porn and, you know, strippers and everything. I should have gotten to, like, management. You know, I guess I picked the wrong, because I didn't know the world was going here. You know, I was on the education tip and everything like that, you know, trying to stay away from the ratchet shit and just keep it on the low. I'm not above the ratchet shit. Like I said, I've been doing my thing. But again, it's just the one thing I guess I wanna leave at least the ladies on, I'll leave them alone on this. We're gonna play some music, we're gonna get back. I see you, caller. I'm sorry we didn't get you in. Just give us a second real quick. Like I said, we're having a moment, but we will be right back. We'll get a dagger stuff playing. But I'm gonna leave it with this, is just that ladies, just know yourself this year. Because if you don't know who you are, you know, without anybody else telling you, or, you know, anybody else without you needing any outside input into who you are, what you want out of your life, you know, what goals you have, where you're trying to go, what you have to do in order to achieve those goals, and, you know, anything like that. Just know who you are first, because you got to realize if you don't know who you are first, then you can't deal with the next person. At least you can't deal with the next person sufficiently, in my opinion. And that's where the problem lies, because there's a lot of people that are, you know, like I said, it's just cross issues, because you don't know yourself, so you're trying to deal with this person. They don't know what they got going on. And the best thing about this is that if you know within yourself who you are and what you want to do and how you want to handle things, then what the next person does doesn't matter. If they on your path and what you trying to do, then fuck them. Like I said, if it doesn't make you money or doesn't make you happy, fuck you. Not literally. Or maybe one time, it just depends. I mean, hey, let's just be honest. But you know what I mean. If it don't make you money or make you happy, it's just not worth it, y'all. There's enough shit going on in the world. Niggas, I'm going to holler at y'all in a second. We'll be right back. We'll get in the Daggers Double Play. Now, I'm not a female, but, you know, I deal with a lot of ladies that help me on a lot of tracks. So we're going to keep it kind of on a smooth level like this. Let's go.
Oh, shit. Here we go. The Dagger, bitch. AKA 4DB with it. I just reached that point in my life, you know, I realized a lot of things. I realized a lot of things ain't gonna change, a lot of things are always be the same, no matter what I do, no matter how much I push forward, no matter how much haters try to come at me, still gonna be the same. Still gonna be the same. Do it like this in 2013. You people think you know me, but you only know what I allow. Niggas love my lyrics and these bitches love my doggy style. Been here for a while, I seen many things, many scenes. Seen some people shed tears, seen some die, heard the scream. No it ain't, I wish it was. This hell on earth is really real, that's why I keep on doing it.
popping pills and bottles, gotta stay up, I can't let me down. The weed grew on real trees, I burned the rainforest down. See how people play around, so why you think I'm laughing at them? Lucky I ain't blapping, send so many shots, they... I ain't no stupid nigga, never wanna pull the trigger. There are those that take your life so they can make their pockets bigger. Set you up and use a flipper, never see me pay a stripper. Why you looking at her booty, niggas rush the door and get you. That's what you get, niggas thinking what you did. Pumping up these bitches' heads, thirsty niggas make me sick. I make these bitches eat a brick for talking shit all out they neck. Getting mad at me because the county playing with the check. Take a step, you standing still, but when you do, you stepping back. On your back, a booty clapping.
Every nigga hit it down.
Letting traps and niggas falling victim to that pussy power. Got you paying by the hour, acting sweet but really sour. Look at you, you love a liar, going dummy for a bitch. Kissing on the same lips, she used to suck some other dick. Trust me though, I know the strike, not just once, happened twice. Bet it all, lost it all. Yeah, right, love is just another word and bitches tell you anything. Your actions brought reactions, now a bitch ain't getting anything.
You may never have your own CD. You may never be your own.
Eli with it, walking. My notebook is my Bible, and I'm blindly passing every test. So take your shots, I still progress. Success, I won't take nothing less. Done with all these feelings, cut the heart out of my own chest. Now I'm feeling better, and that's for whoever thought that they could tear me down. It brought me so much stormy weather. But I'm the dagger bitch, and ODB's a witted nigga. Mr. Big Ol' Booty Flipper, aka the way it has to be. People have the audacity to try to play me like that bullshit music they download for rhapsody. But I'm glad to see that they like it sweet. Dagger's gonna let them storm. When they ask me to come back, I'll say, you had a chance, so step aside. Don't wanna have to run you over. My life is like a bullet train. The conductor is a weed smoker. Plus he ain't never sober. His hot spring is positive. Schwarzenegger with it.
Come with me if you want to live.
You may never have your own CD. You may never be your own TV. So fuck them, smoke more weed.
Because they blind and they can't see.
You may never have your own CD. You may never be your own TV. So fuck them, they can't see. O-D-B.
I'm a blind man walking, every step I take is critical. There's no one else identical. Dagger's just too lyrical. I'm cynical, devious, with the bars of a genius. No, I don't got the biggest dick, but bitches loving my penis. If you had it, then I hope you have me. Dagger's gotta lock it down. I call you bitches sleepwalkers.
What you mean?
They sleep around over here, over there. Let any nigga tap that, that's my only question.
Is it free?
Or do them niggas pay cash? Ask for me, I'm getting laughed. Bitches acting funny still. You can fucking party, but can't even pay a phone bill.
You for real?
All your county money, acting mad when you the reason that your son or daughter hungry. You ain't getting nothing from me. Dagger doesn't need the drama. You can't be my girl if you some other niggas. Baby mama doesn't fit. Must have quit. Dagger doesn't fuck with it. That's just like buying luggage with some other niggas closing it. I know I talk a lot of shit. That's the way the dagger feel. Other niggas like to lie.
Me?
Rather keep it real. I can clown a bitch for days in many ways. But here's the truth. You bitches give me ammo. They get mad when I decide to
hear me.
Better duck and cover.
Dagger's
I'm holding nothing back, I'm killing every gold digging, crazy stalking ghetto rat. I done played the fool before, never will I play again. If you don't want me talking shit, then stop the shit you doing it.
Dagger, dagger, don't you cry. What the fuck's that?
Yeah.
kids got me laughing too. They claim they true but really fake. Got no respect, they love to hate. Scared to fight, bars ain't tight. Gotta pay to get a date.
That ain't straight.
But you ain't either. Tell the truth, let them know you just another undercover brother. So
I'm
staring at my testicles, you faggot. Ain't no homo here, I will never
know.
I ain't the Cleveland Cavaliers. These other niggas dropping checks and pay for every bitch they see. Y'all got it backwards, homie. Take the dagger, look, they paying me. I ain't even pimping. They just like the way the dagger motor. Told you I'm a
Jedi.
Wave my hand, they hand it over. Niggas getting slower, slower. Broke, angry, never happy. Way too many little niggas born and raised without a daddy. So they join the gang, slang, weed, work, carry heat. Now you a killer.
Shoot a nigga.
What he do?
Cross the street,
sit deep, can't sleep. Niggas getting killed for nothing, but y'all never listen. If y'all did, then y'all would learn some. Consequences, repercussions, gotta choose a choice as well. You can live, you can die, you can go to jail. Me, I know I'm gonna die at any time. That's how it is, so now the dagger's gonna live. Worry free, zero kids. If you got them,
your problem.
You don't want raw dog and hoes. Eating in these bitches, now she pregnant, and you know it's yours. Climb up out the pussy, bust a nut in any other place. Fat ass titty, put it down her throat on her face. But you'd rather leave it in, so now the dagger's gotta clap. Cause niggas getting bitches pregnant just so they can hang around. If you know you better let her, bitches do what bitches do. Thinking you the only one, she fucking other niggas too. No loyalty for anybody, everybody does it so. Glad I got my music, if I didn't, I would kill myself.
You're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger and Queen V, LA, West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me. Dagger, I'm ready to get my hump on. Ooh.
Yeah, we're back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen, still good? Queen?
My bad. I'm good.
There we go. You done. All right, just checking. Remember, you still have time to call in if you want to. 661-621-7559. As always, chill the queue. Press 1 to highlight us. And, all right, man. Fellas. I know this is going to sound weird, but take heed to what I'm going to say. Look, y'all got to stop treating. And it's weird because I was the first person to say, you know, treat a woman like a goddess, you know, make sure. But again, y'all niggas is treating the wrong people the wrong way. Maybe let me start off saying it that way. Yes, treat a woman like she's everything. If she's showing you that she wants to be down with you, that she wants to do this with you, that with you, she's showing that through her actions, not just her mouth talking, not just because she's fucking you, this, that, or whatever, but everything about what she's doing and everything you see. Says that she wants to fuck with you, that she's able to fuck with you. She makes moves to be able to fuck with you to help you keep shit moving where y'all can move together. You know what I mean? That type of person, you make sure you lock that down, make sure it's okay. Now, again, on one side, I don't even know if niggas really want that right now. Fellas, you got to know what you really want yourself. Are you really trying to deal with a woman one-on-one type shit, or are you just trying to get it in with as many bitches as you can? If that's what you're trying to do, man up, be about that, because you'll be surprised how many females are out there about that right now without having to go through all the extras. You know, like, yo, I'm just trying to see what that pussy be about. If it's good, we can do it. We can keep doing that or whatever, but that's just, I mean, and even if you don't, so what? You know what I mean? If she ain't about that, it's not worth, it can be. It can be. I mean, I never really had to lie to a bitch in order to get some pussy. Like, I want to be with you type shit, and you're going to be my girl and everything. I never really had to say that to somebody to get some pussy. You know, pussy was always one of those things that was like, you know, if the situation presented itself, either know how to get down, or you don't know how to get down. And if you do, then you gonna know something. But fellas, and what I also mean is that don't put it up. Don't put what we always say, like on the other thing, don't put the pussy on the pedestal. Don't work so hard. Don't sit out here and hustle, grind. Don't do what you're doing to trick it off to some female. It's not cool, because this is where niggas get mad on shit, because niggas do shit like that, trick it off thinking they're going to get some or this, that, or whatever, and it don't play out that way. Or, you know, I mean, niggas, situations happen. You know, just because people were doing the wrong thing. People's minds was not in the right place. Nobody was lying, you know, people wasn't eye to eye on shit. And why? Because everybody's out here trying to lie. Everybody's trying to get over. I mean, I'm trying to stop it. If the ladies don't listen, fellas, fucking listen. Stop. Now, you ain't got to lie to get some pussy. And if you got to lie to get some pussy, that you shouldn't be getting that pussy. I'm just going to say it like that.
For real?
If you gotta lie to get the pussy, then that shouldn't be no pussy you should be getting. And I'm not gonna tell fellas to do what I do, because it doesn't really work for me, or it's a real thin double-edged sword what I do. But here's what I do, because I see guys lock down girls in a whole lot of different ways. Some guys use a lot of lies. They portray a lot of shit or whatever, and they try to keep up a persona, and it's that persona that attracts, you know, or locks that girl down. Like, oh, he got this, which he don't really got. She think he may got all that, but he don't. But he's able to keep up this persona, and eventually that shit will burst. You know, because can't nobody keep up something that's fake that long?
For long, yep.
You know what I mean? Eventually, yep. Even if it's years down the line, somewhere along the line, the shit's going to falter. All right? And then, like I said, and then you have the people that scare their girl into submission. You know, bitch, if you do that, I'm going to do this, and you don't want me to do this, so you better not be doing that type of shit. Now, again, in this situation, it's one of those things, like I said, it's a lot of, again, back to the domestic violence, it's the motherfuckers that one of the days she may snap. You know what I mean? Or, you know, or best believe, like, while she's telling you and doing all this for you, there's somebody else that's treating her the way that she really want to be treated. You know what I mean? So you still losing either way.
Or she finally going to have enough. She's
going to finally get enough to walk away or something like that. But, I mean, but usually I've seen some girls that will really be into submission, be scared sometimes. So it's an interesting sight. But, and again, I'm not either of those people. See, what's weird for me, here's what I do, fellas. And again, this may not work for you, or it doesn't really work for me. But again, this is the true way to know how a female is going to deal with you and how she's going to act with you or whatever, man. It's all about free will. Like I said, think Matrix. You know what I mean? It's all about choice. She has to choose. It's kind of a pimp thing. You know what I mean? This is where it sounds a little pimpish. But again, because it works on pimps, because look, these are dumb bitches that are choosing to give their money to a man, blase, this, that, for whatever their reasons. You know, they believe what he says, this, that, whether he's telling lies, whether he's telling truth. And usually a pimp doesn't have to tell a lie. Bitch, you gonna get on the corner, you gonna give me my money, and there's all that, and don't deal with nobody else. You know, there's no lies to it when it comes to pimping. And the bitch says yes, okay. You know what I mean? It's free will. You see what I mean? She's willing to do that freely. So wait, hold on. Say this person is calling in. Say out the 909-4200. You got Dagger and Queen. What it do? Hello. And then you hang up. See, all right, don't call back. See, that's what I'm saying. All right, to interrupt my conversation. But, all right, so it's kind of a pimp type thing because, look, when women, I believe women do what they want to do, whether you know it or not, or anything like that, or whether you find out about it, this, that, or whatever. You know, so if you know that, then you just have to let them operate and hope that she chooses you. That's where the double-edged sword is. Because would you leave me alone while I'm doing my show, please? Don't do the yell for call in and don't yell out. I'm talking about niggas. Leave me alone. Damn. I'm talking. You don't even know.
Oh, somebody's mad in the background.
Because I'm not even mad about the way. I'm just simply saying that. And you got me all off. What was I saying, Queen? This is what I be talking about. See, I be trying to focus and everything. I'm already under the influence. This is not a good thing. What was I at? So rudely interrupted. Damn. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but you say that like, okay, girls going to do what they want to do. But what I'm saying is that fellas need to realize that. If niggas would realize that, then it would be a different situation. Because, like I said, niggas do, bottom line, niggas do what they want to do as well. But she has to want to deal with you, and you have to want to deal with her. If any of those is off in any shape, way, or form, or if you're just dealing with somebody because of this, because of that, or because they're doing this for you for this, or because they're giving you this, or anything like that, then that's fine, but then let it be about that. No need for all the bullshit. No need for all the, you know, discussions, inquiries, everything like that. Like I said, if you got to go through all this kind of espionage and shit, fellas, to get some pussy and everything like that, it's not worth it because there's somebody out there, my nigga, that you can fuck, nigga, easily. Trust me. It's not that serious. And that's what I mean. And it's just the thirst level about it. My nigga, you out here working and spending all your money or whatever to go, you know, throw it on the bitch so she can pop a pussy in your face that you ain't even fucking. Or, you know, just on some dumb shit. You're doing all kind of crazy shit. Niggas paying bills and shit for bitches that they ain't got no business paying bills for. You know, or just all kind of shit. For what, my nigga? No. Don't say these females. Like I said, they can get up off their ass too. They wanted independence, my nigga. They wanted to be equal. They wanted this and that or whatever. So, all right, let's do this. Like I said, nigga, and then it's funny because, like I said, I can speak to this because I've been in it. It's not really saving a girl, but I've dealt with a girl who was in a bad situation, and I dealt with her for 5 years, and I helped her with everything or whatever just for it to fall down. Like I said, I wish I could don't pick nobody up, man. Or don't be nobody's crutch that they just lean on. Because, again,
because then they'll lean on you forever. And all that shit comes tumbling down. It's over.
Exactly. And eventually something's going to snap. If you snap and all of a sudden can't do it no more, then she's going to go somewhere else. Or is this unnecessary? Like I said, it's free will on my tip. This is how I'm feeling. Like I said, free will. If she want to fuck with you, she going to fuck with you. If she not, she not. Period. And if she want to fuck with you and make it be known that she wants you to only fuck with her, she's going to make that be known. She gonna, like I said, I'm all about action. Because, like I said, don't fall for what people are saying and don't tell these bitches anything. It's not worth it. Or, like I said, I don't know. Like I said, the niggas is fucked up nowadays. It goes both ways. Niggas is fucked up. Niggas is looking for bitches, dumb bitches, that's just going to give their money, that they can just say whatever to this, that, or whatever, that's going to cook the food.
That's true, too.
I know what niggas is up to. But again, ladies, if you fall for that, then that's on you.
But I mean, because what you're saying is true, but it does go both ways, though. Like, that's why you got the females out here who want the niggas who do trick off their paychecks and who do just be like, okay, baby, I'm going to get your hair done, I'm going to get your nails done, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. Because, I mean, if you're going to do that, then, hey, then why should I turn it down? And then just like it goes both ways. Now, there's niggas out there who are looking for girls. Like, it's the funniest shit in the world. I've been looking on Instagram and the whole tax season shit. Like, niggas is out here plotting on bitches' tax money. Like, oh, well, bitch, you about to get 2 racks? Oh, well, can I get some of that? Oh, well, what you finna buy me? Oh, can we do this and can we do that? And you feel me? Like,
and you know why?
It's so
because
crazy.
Bitches' income tax checks be so big because they got 4 or 5 kids in these. You know, the bitches' income tax thing is a lot bigger than some nigga shit. You know what I mean? Because bitches get shit for the kids. Like, bitch was telling me, and this is what I mean. A girl told me about her income tax check. I didn't even ask. She's like, yeah, I'm about to get like $3,000 just for her. And then I'm like, I didn't even ask. But since you bringing it up, then it makes it. But see, again, see me, I'm going to tell you, I don't ask for shit. If you want to offer me something, like you said, if you want to offer me something, then yeah, most likely I'm going to take it depending on the situation. But I don't like to ask for anything because, again, people think you know, all of a sudden get owned and this and that or whatever when people start asking for shit or, you know, I don't even like getting into that. I don't even like owing people anything. But, yes, it is both ways. But, again, that's what I'm talking to fellas anyway. It's like this, it has to stop somewhere. At some point, somebody has to stop. But as long as people are looking for the easy route, then it's going to happen. But I guess I'm talking to those people, those few people out there that maybe don't know what direction to go. Maybe you're at some kind of crossroad in your life. Or something like that where, you know, just stop. Just stop. It's real easy. It's not like I'm asking you to quit smoking. It's not like I'm telling you to not fuck or anything like that or to get your nut in or whatever like that. But just, like I said, if you don't want to do certain shit, don't do it. And you don't have to stress. There's certain things you don't have to stress about. You have to stress about paying your bills if you got bills. You have to stress about making sure your kids are fed if you got kids. You gotta stress about keeping gas in your car if you gotta, you know, get to work and this, that, or whatever. I mean, there's certain things you have to stress about. You have to stress if your family's in the hospital and everything. You don't have to stress about fucking. No nigga gotta stress
about. You got
about
all that going on. You definitely don't.
Not even all that. Even if everything is okay, you know what I mean. I'm just saying as an example. These are things you stress over. No female should be stressing over no nigga dick, and no dude should be stressing over no bitch pussy. Period. Because there's too much of it. On both sides. Bitch, the dick you crying over, there's tons, especially for females. There's tons of niggas that'll fuck you if you just want to get a dick in you. You know what I mean? It's like, get over it. If you just ain't got that type of game, like I said, you shouldn't have to pay for no pussy. Or if you're just that type of nigga, you're just going to pay for your bitch and then send her on her way or whatever, then fine, be that way. But don't be the nigga that want to try to buy a bitch but then try to get your feelings attached and everything like that. No, you bought that bitch for that time, nigga, and then you got to buy her again if that's what you want to do. Like, don't get the game twisted.
Right.
Like, again, I'm not judging anybody. Who am I to judge? I'm not nobody
exactly.
to judge anybody. But whatever the fuck you do, do that. Don't mismatch shit. No mixed signals. No lies. No need for it. Don't lie to. If a bitch want to give you her money, she should be willing to give you her money. You know, you shouldn't have to lie to a bitch to get her money either. You know, like I said, for what? I'm just done with all that shit. Like I said, I'm just fellas. Just I know it's easier to lie than to, you know, deal with certain shit or whatever. Or, you know, you want to do your baby boy thing. Like, I lie to you because I care about your feelings. Fuck that. And then again, fellas, like I said, if you walk in the right path like I'm doing, if you on your P's and Q's or whatever, like I said, don't fall for these dumb bitches or whatever. And if you're dealing with some girl, nigga, hold them responsible for their actions. If they fuck up, nigga, don't fall for the I'm sorry and some pussy and shit like that's going to make everything better. Like, girls think they can just get away with shit. No. I'm not saying beat a bitch and everything like that, but I mean, like I said, don't let shit slide nowadays because everybody's got to learn. Everybody. But if you're going to continue to be the sucker or whatever, like I said, be a man about the situation. No man, like I said, I feel no man put the hand on a woman and shit like that or whatever. You get a little hostile. I'd have pushed a girl once, you know. I pushed her kind of hard, you know. It happens. But, I mean, I never hit nobody, you know, and everything like that. So, fellas, I'm not telling you to do that type of shit. But, again, when you know you're doing right, and even if you can't convince her that you're doing right, no matter your actions, how you're doing things or whatever, but when you know you're doing right, you can't control what the next person thinks. They say you can control how they feel or whatever, but, I mean, you can be doing everything right, and the bitch will have some whole nother shit and be on a whole nother level and think all kind of other shit, and you don't even know where this shit came from. Then you get to the point where you decide, like, do I want to deal with this bullshit or do I not? Is this you? To me, it's not. That's me. Again, you got enough shit to stress about. Especially y'all that's maybe living with some females and everything like that, and y'all cohabitating shit like that or whatever. If you can't stand looking at this bitch as she's walking through the house, if every time you see her you want to, you know what I mean, choke her, you know what I mean? That's not the type of life to be living. You know, it's you know, those people that say, like, angry sex is good sex or whatever. I mean, yeah, it is, but see, there's those people, it's like, I'll fuck a bitch when I'm angry. We can be angry at each other. I'll fuck you, and I'm going to still be angry. You know what I mean? Sex is not the cure-all. It could be bomb-ass sex, too. I'm not saying it's not, you know, I'm saying like that, but it's not the cure-all, like I just said.
Not going to stop somebody from doing what they've been doing.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Or what's going to be doing what they've been doing to piss you off.
So, just think about certain things, y'all. That's all I'm saying. I mean, if you really sit down and look at certain situations, I mean, is it worth it? Really? A lot of times it's not. You may try the easiest person you can lie to, and again, take it from somebody who knows. The easiest person you can lie to is yourself. As much you can say whatever you want to anybody else, lie to, lies to, whatever it is, to yourself, you can tell yourself the biggest lies and you will believe them because you will make it work in your head that, you know what, this is this and this is this and no, that's it. And it'll be nothing like that. Fuck with the lies or what other people are telling you. Forget all that. You know what I mean? You tell yourself the biggest lies because I see it. And I've done it myself, and I've seen it from other people. People will show you something. You will see it yourself, and you will look, and you will lie to yourself and be like, that did not just happen. Or you'll try to rationalize it. Or you'll try to make, you know what I mean? And no, that did just happen. Like I said, don't let shit slide. Don't let shit slide. Don't lie to yourself. Don't turn a blind eye, especially because that's all I'm saying. That's how people show you what they're about. Because people will tell you anything, and their actions will show you all something else totally different. And what are you going to believe? Right? And those people that, fellas, those ladies we deal with sometimes, that they act the ass, or they act this, that way, or whatever. Then she tells you, no, I'm not going to do that again. If this is going to be cool, this, that, or whatever. I mean, it goes both ways again. But, again, I'm talking to the fellas. Fellas, I want you to get your shit together. Because, again, I see a lot of niggas doing the right thing but dealing with the wrong females and falling for the bullshit. Stop. And I see a lot of niggas out there tricking on these hoes, trying to buy pussy, this, that, or whatever, trying to malign to them, talking about I want to be with you and everything like that, nigga, and you don't. Stop doing that. Stop. That's my word. That's my word in 2014. That's my new one. Stop. Stop. That's my word. So I'm just saying that all fucking year because, again, that's all y'all. That's all people got to do is just stop. I'm not – it don't get no easy. It's not there. It's not – like I said, it's not smoking weed. It's not – you just stop doing certain things that you don't have to do. And if your life is – at this point in your life is built around all that and that's all you know and that's all you have to do, what I mean, then that's – I guess we just have to weed you out if you're not willing to change and everything. But for those – who still have choices to make and still are in positions where you can do something, do it. but do the right thing. Even if you're doing wrong, do it right. Again, we're not judging people here. You just, whatever you're doing, just be real about what you're doing. And there it is. Like I said, niggas, get your shit together. Simple, right? Like I said, but I'm still riding with the ladies tonight. So like I said, I'm rolling with the ladies all night tonight, y'all. I'm with this, man. 2014, trying to get things situated, man. But, oh, shit, it's crazy. I'm just done. And that's all I can say about that. Like I said, I'm trying to have a good time. I'm trying to enjoy life. I'm trying to do what I got to do in order to get where I need to go in my life so that I can take that next step maybe with somebody to say. Because, again, if you're not together with yourself, fellas, that goes for you too. If you don't know what you want from yourself out of your life and everything, if you have all these question marks and this, that, whatever, then that's fine. Then it's not fine. But then don't try to jump into something where you don't know what you want. How do you jump into something that you don't know anything about? Unless you don't want to know anything about it. Then that's fine, too. But then just jump in and get the fuck on. You know what I mean? And protect yourself while you do it so you don't got a little mini you left around somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, come on. Like, that's it. Like I said, just do... Do it the right way, motherfucker. Shit. Be right back, man. West Coast Wednesday, Top 9, Dagger Queen, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Yeah, I want to play that one. My bad.
Okay. So many, put your hands hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me.
If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me.
Come on, body got your interest. And I know you wanna just speed it up and get all intimate. Give me a back massage and a kiss on the cheek. Pour me a drink, sex on the beach. Fingers in my hair, stand through my feet. You like what you see with your hands on me. And that is only for my baby. Makes my day, drives me crazy. Put your lips on mine and kiss it. We got it, we get it. Together forever. Do bad times and better. No distance or fight. Could tear us or shred us. See, the night is just for us. So hold my me hard, touch me nice, don't do me wrong, do me right, we ain't gotta have sex just to feel the vibes, just put your hands on me when the time arrives, cause I'm lady like, and I'm kinda shy, and I'ma put you to work like a 9 to 5,
if you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me, put your hands on me, put your hands on me, if you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me.
Hug so tight we breathe each other. If you keep this up with the Midas touch, I promise you ain't gon' be enough. See your body heat exhaust me. It's like mind control without the thing. And I know that I got you all hot, and I know you got that go. Don't stop, but chill out. I'm in it for the villain while we blowin' on the killer. Lay my head on your chest as you lay on my pillow, and another on my legs, and another in the middle. Tickle me, I do the wiggle just a little. Sensations tingling through my spine. Thank God you mind soothing. How you be moving makes my back recline. Let's watch a movie. Put your arms around me, pull me closer. My head on your shoulder, hold my hand as we grow older. This is special, talk with motion, feel emotion, boy. Rub my skin, I smile within, cause you are on my side. So when you wanna show the lady, she's the only lady. When you wanna show your man, he's the only baby. You like it, you love it, you need it, it's nothing. You see it, you want it, come closer and touch it.
Just you and me. over, boy, I'm so in love with you.
One second.
There you are.
Oh, Kyle, you're safe.
Oh, hey, guys. We were just about to come home. We had to return the video.
All right. Now listen, kids. There's some things we need to put into context for you. You see, a man puts his penis into a woman's vagina for both love and pleasure.
See, boys, a woman is sensitive in her vagina, and it feels good to have a man's penis inside of it.
That's right. But sometimes a woman chooses to use other things. Telephones, staplers, magazines. It's because the nerve endings are so sensitive. It's like a fun tickle.
Now, on to double penetration, boys.
It's something adults can do with really good friends in a comfortable setting.
Okay, boys. Do you have any questions? Wow.
She gets mad at Bubble, and you're now tuned in to West Coast Wednesday Hump Night
on Bang Out Radio with the Dagger and Queen V, slowing it down a little for the ladies.
That's right, y'all. West Coast Wednesday, Tom Nice, Dagger, Queen. We about to get up out of here. Queen, any shout-outs you want to give real quick and let people know where to find you at, all that good stuff?
Shout out to everybody listening. I hope you guys are having a wonderful year. Thank you guys for tuning in. You guys can find Bang Out on all social media right now. We are on Instagram at Bang Out Radio, on Twitter at Real Bang Out, and on Facebook at Bang Out Radio. You guys can find me on Twitter at Callie Queen V. That is Callie Queen V, V-E-E. You guys, independent artists, can also hit my email. Send me your music to queenv, V-E-E, 1991 at gmail.com. Again, that is queenv, V-E-E, 1991 at gmail.com. Is that it? I think that's it. Talk to me. I'll talk back.
That is, y'all. Y'all know, the Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Again, thanks for tuning in tonight. Make sure you tune in to the rest of the shows. Next up, Fuck You Fridays, every Friday for 6 to 8, all talk, no music at all. So if you got something to get off your chest, holler at me. Slap Sundays, every Sunday from 7 to 9. I got something special going on this Slap Sundays, y'all. So make sure you tune in and listen to what's about to happen. The Triple M Show, More Music Monday, All Music, No Talk. Complete opposite of Funky Friday. So, I mean, like I said, get in your music to either Queen V or to me, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. And then, of course, right back here every Wednesday. Well, no, Turns Up Tuesday, every Tuesday with the Hood Geeks, the most hooded show we got on this motherfucking Bang Out Radio. So make sure you listen to them niggas. And then, of course, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights with right here, me, Queen. And as far as tonight goes, like I said, in the new year, y'all, just let the bullshit go. Don't deal with it. If it don't make money, it don't make you happy. If it's not worth it, and realize what your worth is, because then if you know what your worth is, then you can decide what's worth it to you. Then once you get those things situated, then, you know, you should be a lot easier. You should be a lot happier. I'm trying to get there. So, and it's been working low-key. So take it from somebody who knows. All right? Good night. Thanks for being here. And then, like I said, we'll see y'all on Funky Fridays. Bang out.
Yeah, girl. You make a nigga want to sing right about now.
Are you with it, girl? Cause that's what I need.
Yeah, that's what I
need. A with it, girl, that knows how to please.
Gotta know.
But how if you ain't with it, girl, then you can be on your way.
I think about when I'm on all the precious lessons, sessions are getting some dome. All the girls that I had, all the lives that I touched, all the late night tassels and all the big booty sluts. I sit back and I laugh, proceed to smoking some weed. I visualize the one, the witty girl that I need. If she with it, I did it. If I did it, she with it. If she got it, I get it. She like the way that I spit it. She shy and timid, but with whatever I say. And if I get her alone, we gon' for more than a day. If she like it, I love it. Then I shove it inside. Then I ask her, whose is it? And she tell me it's mine. She be rubbing my back and she be rolling my weed. She be making me food and I be making her scream. Light skin thick with hips and long hair. I need a witty girl with her dub in the air.
Are you with it, girl? Cause that's what I need.
That's what I need. That's what I need.
I need a witty girl that knows how to please.
She got no. She got no.
If you ain't with me, girl, then you can be on your way. Yeah, 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 yeah. But if you're with me, girl, then come on, let's play.
I'm only here for one night like Lionel Richie, but your pussy be calling me like come and get me. That outfit you in got me thinking, how can I set some trends? Fit you in, bend a corner, get a room and get it in. What's love got to do with it? We grown folks. It's a drink, kush the blow, we stay on. She said she wanna make love to a Scorpio. No Romeo, fuck her like you belong in a hardcore porno. Gutter, not get on stilettos, rocking dresses better than them top models, deep throat, and swallows, bitches are goddess. Serious Ryder Mac and Rod Theory the answer. Good shit, Molly Strip, but quite little mama, what's happening? You in the presence of a full-blown grinder. Body on point, but she shy for a cider. Even though she from the birds, I'm in the hood with the trifling. Swears don't have a chance, she was turned off by a rider.
Girl, cause that's what I need. Playing, show me what that pussy about. I lick it, stick it, rub it, dip it, make it drip and stretch it out. Rookie, no, that isn't me. I'm 4DB. I aim to please. I hope your hair is really yours and not pulling out your weed. So make sure it's so tight, like I want them pussy walls. So when I'm way up in it, pussy flowing like Niagara Falls, sucking dick and licking balls. When I call, she always answer. 4DB takes his time, but fuck some hard and faster. If we fucking on a boat, then girl, you call me Captain Stabbing. Fuck her mouth like it's a pussy. Witty girls be ghetto gagging, booty clapping.
Damn, it's cracking.
It's what we do. See, witty girls be fucking girls.
Witty girls be fucking witty.
They pussy shade, they're very trimmed. I love it when they body smooth. Looking good and smelling right. I'll eat it, girl. I like the drool. Maybe do some crazy shit like bust a nut and leave it in. But it's in her mouth for ass. No way she's getting pregnant then.
Witty
girl, cause that's what I need. I need a witty girl. Knows how to please.